This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show, Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up in just about an hour, Dave Richard is going to join us from CBSSports.com. He'll give us a fantasy perspective on the NFL draft, but I believe we have Mike Renner on the line from Pro Football Focus at PFF underscore Mike. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
No, not a problem. Thanks for having me on.
Have you caught your breath after the NFL draft that spanned from Thursday into late Saturday at this point?
Yeah, I actually got a full night's sleep last night, so for the first time in a while here. So thankfully. I'm refreshed here this morning.
What's a full night's sleep for you?
That's about 6 hours.
Oh, I'd be so grumpy if I only got 6 hours.
Oh, I'm a light sleeper, so that was nice for me.
Right. Yeah, I'm right there with you. Did you watch The Last Dance last night?
I did, yeah. That was a great one.
All right, so let's touch on the draft here. I haven't had a chance yet to look at your grades. I want to get your take on your grade for the Skins. I'm unusually high on their draft this year. I thought all of the picks sort of made sense. I mean, I might have done different things at different times, but at the end of the day, I sort of understood the rationale for each one for the first time in a long time. Anyway, what was your take on how the draft played out for Ron Rivera and Kyle Smith?
I mean, I think they lucked into, or like the number 2 overall pick, you couldn't screw that up. Chase Young, that one was easy. The right one I'm just like curious about is the running back in the third round. Uh-huh. This is a team that just like needs to be built. You know, there's so many places on that roster that just need vast improving. That you draft a running back in the top 3 rounds for the second time in 3 years now, and that's not moving the needle for you, I don't think. Like you need cornerstone type pieces. The running back's not a cornerstone type piece. It's almost a luxury in today's NFL to have a good one. It's not something that is going to get you to the promised land where you want to be at the top of the NFC East there. So
even though he's not going to be a traditional running back, right? They plan, it sounds like anyway, they plan to move him all around.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he did at Memphis. He was a slot guy there.
Right.
Antonio Gibson, he was a slot guy there for most of his career, only ended up playing running back in the last like 5 games of his career because the wide receivers coach is actually like, hey, this guy needs to be the running back room. He wasn't if you were evaluating him just as a wide receiver, though, he would not be a third round pick. Like he is a third round pick because with the ball in his hands, he is dynamic and like difficult to bring down and fast. But as a route runner, he is not. He is nothing special as a wide receiver, unfortunately.
So, Mike, getting back to the first pick by the Skins, and I'm on the ProFootballFocus.com 2020 NFL draft grades for all 32 teams. The first sentence about Chase Young just jumps off the page. That he's the best non-quarterback prospect that we have ever evaluated here at Pro Football Focus. The best ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just jarring to look at. So
you get an A just for that.
I mean, he is expected to be a double-digit sack, a guy that lives in the backfield from the first snap of the
one.
First game that he appears in.
Right.
Yeah, so, what Nick Bosa did last year, I don't expect any different. I would expect almost better from Chase Young because he was better in college. Like Nick Bosa came into the league very technically sound, like not necessarily a freak athlete though. I think Young's a freak athlete. Like he has all the things that Bosa brought to the table with some added power, some added athleticism, some added juice off the edge. So that's why, even though, you know, we were saying Okuda might be a position of more need to, you know, they don't necessarily know what they have at quarterback just yet. Chase Young to me was an easy decision. He's just that good. And if you passed on Chase Young, you're always going to be the guy that passed on Chase Young.
Right.
What about the tackle from LSU that I guess had suspension issues, maybe some marijuana deal? We know the NFL, they've really kind of phased that out. You know, how do you think he fits in?
Yeah, so he's a project at this point. He hasn't graded out well for us, you know, over the course of his career at LSU. But this fourth round is where you take a project offensive tackle. That's where you're fine taking a guy with all the athletic tools who just needs to develop. And I wasn't, even as far as developmental tackle goes, I actually wasn't that high on him. I just didn't think he had good hands and used them well. And I think that's a, sort of like a baseline you need for offensive tackle play or offensive line play in general. So we'll see. But fourth rounder at that point, there weren't a lot of options on the board, and they really did have to address the offensive line. So I do like that, you know, they went O-line and then O-line fourth in the fifth round there just to see, because it's that big of a need for them. And they need to know what they have in Dwayne Haskins. And without a competent offensive line in front of them, and with, you know, the receiving core they have at the moment, just might not know. Like, not a lot of guys are going to be successful with that sort of, you know, with the talent around him. So they need to figure that out quickly there. And this is a good start for them, I'll say.
What killed the Skins here, Mike, is that last year when they traded for Alex Smith, they gave up that second rounder. So, because in the second rounder, at the top of the second round, you could have got one of the premier wide receiver, you know, guys.
Well, that was
like
the Montez Sweat trade, right? Or the second rounder this year, right? The Colts.
Was it Montez Sweat?
Yeah, it was a Sweat
okay.
deal. Yeah.
Okay, so
moving up
so,
last year.
All right, so that was, you're right. So that second rounder could have been, you know, a T. Higgins or, you know, a Pittman who ended up going in that slot. So maybe they did reach in the third round, but the fact that they didn't have that second rounder killed him at receiver, because then they had to reach, and maybe, and you could touch on Gandy Golden too, but they could have got one of the top guys there in the second round.
Yeah, that's why we always say, you know, don't give up these future picks. Don't be so sure that Montez Sweat's going to be the guy. I know he fell, you know, supposedly last year, and people were probably higher on him than where he ended up going. And obviously the Redskins probably were. That's why they traded up. But don't be so sure that you know, because sometimes, you know, when you trade those future picks, sometimes those guys are going to be good too. And sometimes there's a lot of value that would be still on the board that you didn't realize would be there as well. So I do think that they are regretting that in retrospect after what we saw from Sweat and, like you said, Michael Pittman on the board there. You could use Michael Pittman Jr. in that offense right now today. I think he's a much, much better and much more complete receiver than Antonio Gandy Golden. But I will say, Gandy Golden, I'm not going to bet against this guy with his background and how talented he is at basically anything he wants to do. Right. And anytime he went up against real competition, and he didn't do it often, but at the Senior Bowl against Syracuse this past season, he looked good. And so he might not have elite physical tools for a guy his size. He's got pretty good ones, though, and really good ball skills. So we'll see how he translates to the NFL. But in the fourth round, I would have taken him probably a little bit higher than even where he came off the board.
Nice. I like that. I like that.
I just like the fact that he's 6'4".
Yeah, all the size.
You know, you love that size.
JP was speculating, could they play him at tight end? How's he built?
He's not quite that big. Yeah, that's a stretch in my eyes. I think he's not. He's probably about 20 pounds away, and that's just unrealistic at this point.
Right. Yeah, because he's only 220, I think.
All right, so when you look at the overall league, it seemed like the Cowboys, the Ravens, the Vikings, those were the teams that were getting all the hype. Those were the ones that almost seemed to get the unanimous A grades. Is that the same for you?
Yeah, so we had four teams get the highest grade we gave out. One was the Cowboys. One was the Broncos with what they did at the receiver position there. One was the – oh, gosh, I should know these off the top of my head. One was the Cardinals, because they go Isaiah Simmons in the top 10. Josh Jones in the third, and then obviously the second rounder, they flipped for DeAndre Hopkins, which kind of has to be factored in a little bit because that was a fleecing of a trade. And then the last one was the Cleveland Browns, who got three guys in the top 25 on our draft board with the first three picks. So we really like their draft as well.
Now, one of the drafts that was panned universally was the Green Bay Packers, what they did by trading back up into the first round to get Jordan Love. And your colleague Sam Monson on ProFootballFocus.com said they're basically throwing a brick through the final few years of Rodgers' Super Bowl window by not surrounding him with more talent. What did you think from what was your takeaway from the Packers draft?
I don't think I've ever seen a draft more universally panned. Like, everyone hates this draft, and rightfully so. They were in the championship game in the NFC last year, and they drafted three backups with their first three picks. Like, they drafted a backup quarterback, a backup running back, and a backup tight end. Like, they didn't help at all. And now I don't, you know, necessarily advocate for drafting guys who are immediate impact and thinking that these guys are going to be year one, you know, filling needs with this, with your draft picks. Don't draft backups who are at not valuable positions like tight end and running back. Like, that's just crazy to me. And the A.J. Dillon pick, almost indefensible in this day and age for a guy who just, like, will never impact the passing game. A pure, like, pure 1980s fullback runner type that I don't know what you're going to do with him. He's a different body type than Aaron Jones, but Aaron Jones is one of the best running backs in the NFL. I don't necessarily see the foresight here, what the plan is. So we'll see how it translates to the football field, but they just seem like they're shoehorning guys into the scheme that they want to play. They obviously want to be the 49ers. They want to be, you know, what Kyle Shanahan is doing there out in San Francisco, but you don't need to take those guys in the second and third round to do it.
So they didn't even draft one receiver, did they, the Packers?
They did not, no, which is absurd.
Yeah. You have to project how the quarterbacks who were drafted highly will fare this year. Talk about Burrow in Cincinnati. He seems to have some weapons. And what do you think Herbert's going to do this year?
And Tua.
Yeah, Burrow, the offensive line is still an issue there. Like, there's a reason why it was so bad last year, because they had no pass protection. Now, they maybe there are some guys available in free agency that they could maybe stop gap, and I would hope that they would try to take advantage of that, because they just have to get number one overall. You got to protect your investment there a little bit, but I do think he'll be all right. Like, I don't think he'll be great out the gate, but I think he'll be, you know, around an average NFL quarterback from day one. I just felt that strongly about him and how accurate he is and how well he commanded a college offense. I think he can hit the ground running. Tua, I'd be surprised if he doesn't even really play. Like, they drafted guys along their offensive line. I don't think they fixed their offensive line by any means. And so I'm not sure, with his hip injury, with Ryan Fitzpatrick on the roster, I really want to throw him to the wolves right out the gate from day one. And Herbert, I think, could just struggle. Like, I don't think their offensive line is great. I don't think he was necessarily NFL ready. I thought he was a project in terms of how he commanded an offense. I'll be interested to see what that offense looks like with him, if they use him similar to Josh Allen in Buffalo, where he's actually like a running threat for them and actually using his legs, because he is an athletic guy. But I don't think that's going to make his transition any, you know, easier. I think he'll, like I said, struggle out the gate. And then the last one, Jordan Love, I just don't think plays.
Where do you think that Haskins would have been drafted if he was available this year? Where would he have gone?
I think similar range. If you're talking about just like out of his college projection to the pros, I think he's behind Herbert and Tua, and but ahead of Jordan Love.
Right, and clearly behind Burrow.
Yeah, right. And clearly behind Burrow. Yeah.
So getting back to Denver that you were talking about, so who knows if Drew Lock's going to work out, but they drafted him second round. He was playing a little bit towards the end of last year. But, man, he's got Cortland Sutton. He's got Judy. They drafted Hamler. All right, so you got three young receivers there. They've got Fant at tight end, but they drafted his tight end from Mizzou, Albert O. I mean, he's got some young athletic talent. So
he's got Lindsey and now Melvin Gordon coming out of the backfield.
He's got Gordon and Lindsey. I mean, they got some talent offensively, at least on paper.
Mm-hmm. That's what we always advocate for here at PFF is, you know, if you have a young quarterback, you draft a young quarterback, you need to surround him with a good situation early on just to evaluate what you have, kind of, because you'll make a ton of excuses for a guy if you don't have a good receiving core, if you don't have a good offensive line, and you'll keep throwing him back out there the next year, the year after that, if he shows anything, and you'll be like, hey, this is, you know, we just get him a little more, and this is the year he'll turn it on. I think with what the Broncos did now, if it doesn't happen with Drew Lock this year, if he doesn't look good this year, you know he's not the guy. Like, you know that you should go elsewhere with that position, the quarterback position, and so it gives you that sort of security in that regard. So I really like what the Broncos did with their draft, yeah.
Joined by Mike Renner from Pro Football Focus at PFF underscore Mike on Twitter. And we can't let you go without asking you about your experience on The Bachelorette. I mean, there's a lot of Bachelor and Bachelorette Nation marks out there, myself included. What was your experience like on the show in the season you were on with Becca?
It was fun. It was just, it was like an almost an out-of-body experience. You're just in the house without, it was during free agency a couple years ago. And I was just like, free agency's happening. I don't know what's happening. I kept asking like the producers for like updates and about where guys were going. And because you don't have internet, you don't have TV, you can't talk to any of the outside world, and you're kind of just stuck in this odd world with like cameras on you for 24/7. So it was a weird situation, but I think it was fun in retrospect and fun to see, you know, watch back.
So I didn't watch the show. So did how did that work? Did you get on any dates? How did that play out for you?
I got two roses, and then so I went home on the fourth episode, I think.
Right, and then did you like the chick at all?
I barely even talked to her is the thing. You're out there.
Right.
I was out there for 3 weeks, and I maybe talked to her. I talked to her for less than an hour total.
Right.
It was a crazy thing. I didn't even know.
Did you find it crazy, like, when you watch a show that, like, people, like, appear? I mean, I know it's fake, but, I mean, do they appear to, like, they appear anyway. It's like some of them really get feelings, you know, in, like, 2 weeks, and, like, they're head over heels, and they're going crazy. Now, I think that tends to be more of the women falling for the guys than maybe the, but I think it happens on both ways.
You see, there's some actors out there, some guys playing it up for sure. But I think towards the end it's real. But like the first couple weeks, if anyone's saying that, they're
crazy. Yeah. How did that part? That had to parlayed very well though in your personal life though, right? I mean, screw the show.
No comment. No comment.
Yeah,
no comment.
Yes. It's a home run for
it
you.
Can't hurt.
It's a home run.
Yes, it did not hurt. I guess that's a good way to put it.
All right, Mike. Well, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Mike Renner from ProFootballFocus.com at PFF underscore Mike on your Twitter. Thanks again, man.
Thank you, buddy.
For sure, fellas. Yep. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. Anytime. Yeah, can you imagine if, like, you just have on your resume that you were on Bachelorette?
I mean, it's great.
You're golden.
It's perfect.
You're golden.
I mean, it's like anytime you walk into a bar or any social setting, it's a great icebreaker for him.
Right. Well, it's perfect. Thinks you're a TV star.
Yeah.
You're just a donk on a dating game.
Correct.
That's so great.
By the way, a few months ago, EB, you said that you started the Cavallari show, whatever it's called.
I saw that.
What's up?
How weird is the message? She's announcing a divorce on social media, and it's a picture of her arm around Jay Cutler. I just don't get it.
Well, I mean, some people do split up, and they're still somewhat friendly. But, I have no idea what's going on. I watched one or two episodes of it, you know, a year ago.
Do some investigating.
Wasn't there some controversy at one point that maybe, like, her best friend was flirting with her husband? Does that have something to do with it?
Maybe.
I don't know if it has something to do with it. I know that was, like, a show plot
line. That was a storyline. Like, they weren't even talking anymore.
Yeah.
Because
maybe she watched him on YouTube, some of his highlights, and said, oh, my God, I can't believe you were this bad.
You're such a bad player.
They were married
for 10
years. You
threw four picks to one guy against the Skins?
He got paid. He got paid.
Yeah,
they were married for 10 years, but my wife is a big Kristen Cavallari fan, and she was, like, rocked by it. And I was like, why? It's a reality TV marriage. They never last.
There are big Kristen Cavallari fans out there? I didn't know such a thing existed.
I think she writes books and all that sort of thing.
She's a mogul, Case.
Okay, if you say so.
Didn't Brett go to, like, her book signing?
I think so.
Unless it was another girl from the Hills.
The Lauren or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, maybe it was
Lauren Conrad.
Yeah,
I think he was more of a Lauren Conrad mark than Kristen Cavallari. Yeah.
Nelson. That's so sick that
I shouldn't know her name, by the way. I'm such a loser.
Whatever happened to her? Is she still, like, social media famous anyway?
Who knows?
Probably still hot.
They brought back The Hills.
Did they?
I don't know if it's, like, lasted, but they brought it back for a little run.
Right.
All right, when we come back, we did have some people that wanted to chime in on the Redskins draft. Let's touch the people again. Redskins fans, you just heard Mike Renner's grades. He wasn't as high necessarily on Gibson and Gandy Golden as EB,
but
let's
draft.
Get your take on what the Redskins did in the draft. All right, the Chase Young thing, that was obvious. We've been talking about that for 3 or 4 months. They finally pulled the trigger and got Chase Young. But what about the rest of the picks? Did you like them? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? Opening up the phone lines right now at 800-636-1067 to talk Redskins draft. Here's the thing. I kind of with EB that I like how they filled the needs. They've got a ton of needs. I just don't know much about, you know, Antonio Gandy-Golden. He played at Liberty. And here's my thing about highlight reels, because people get all excited because they see a couple clips. Jan Vesely looked good in highlight reels when he was drafted by the Washington Wizards.
Not to
highlight
me.
Reels mean nothing to me.
Yeah, we knew right away when they said he couldn't shoot, that was a big red flag.
Yeah, but I still,
dunk.
I think you were talking about his athleticism back then.
Well, he was a great athlete, but
yeah, it means nothing, man. You got to do more than the highlight reel to me. Look, I hope he works out.
Well, that's all you can base it on now if you haven't seen him play.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even look at the highlight reels.
But see,
I'm just looking at the description of what the guys do.
Rivera and Turner and Kyle Smith and all those other offensive coaches, they saw every single play of every single game that
they know what they're getting.
Right. They deemed him worthy of a fourth round pick.
Right. You didn't see him once. You're just basing it on YouTube highlights. They saw him every single and the scouts every single play.
I understand
play,
that. That doesn't mean they get it right.
No, I agree.
I just
but that's what you have to base the actual selection on.
I just tweeted back to somebody who said that he loved both the picks of Gibson and Gandy-Golden. And I said, well, what did you think of Malcolm Kelly and Devin Thomas? And I'm sure that those were
probably
two guys who the Redskins scouting staff looked at every play and loved. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. I hope it works out, but I'm not convinced just because you read that he's 6'4 and has this catch radius and all these things. He's got to prove it.
Of course.
They all got to. Chase Young has to prove it.
I'm saying on paper, I love the picks. They check the boxes for me. And I don't always say that. I know people go, oh, EB's a homer. He always says that. Not necessarily. I'm telling you, this draft, as I was watching it unfold, even though I might have done different things, I totally understand what they were doing. And I was really excited for it. I thought they did great.
But before, the draft choices, okay, I said I would have liked that first fourth-round pick where they drafted Sadiq Charles, the tackle from LSU. I would have liked them to have gone tight end.
Right.
Did they pick the position that you wanted each round?
Maybe they just feel like Charles is a stud, and he's obviously immature. He's had some growing pains there at LSU dealing with suspensions, but maybe they feel like they can just mold him and that he's going to mature under their watch and that they couldn't pass up that sort of talent at that spot and they could deal with tight end down the line.
Yeah, maybe their upside there, the value, whatever chart they're using, had Sadiq Charles there and not one of those tight ends.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, and plus, they have a bigger need on the offensive line. Even though the tight end is kind of a disaster right now, you got to protect your quarterback first, right? And they just need more depth on that offensive line.
And by the way, I'm not ruling out that they make a move for a quality, week one starter at tight end. I still think that they can be in play for someone like that.
Why? Because O.J. Howard's still out there?
Well, that's the name that we're throwing out there because it makes sense, obviously, now that Gronk is there. But someone like that, of his ilk, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, again, you call the Bears because all they do is
Bears have 400 tight ends.
They love stockpiling tight ends. Yeah, but how many of them are really good? I mean, they got 10 of them, but how many?
I saw the list, and, I recognize two of the names.
The dog is barking again. It's just ridiculous, Lurch.
Well, what do you want me to do? You want me to just let her roam outside?
Well, I mean, buy a fence. Do something.
Buy a fence.
Move.
I don't know.
Move.
Get a sponsor to put a fence in for you. That's the way you always do it.
My yard isn't big enough for a fence.
Speaking of sponsor.
Yeah, sponsors. We love them.
I'm eating scrambled eggs that my wife made me. I'm hoping that they're egg whites. Offenbachers.
Egg whites. Bleh.
We have closed the deal with Offenbachers, and I will be pimping their products, including they will be sponsoring the fire pit show that we do.
No.
I can't imagine us pulling it off this week, but the goal was Friday. Now, I can't see it happening because I'm supposed to get a hot tub delivered and some furniture. And, yes, I'm paying. They are giving me a deal, but I am paying. It's coming out of my own pocket. But we're going to have a fire pit show sponsored by Offenbachers. And the problem is I got to hire an electrician and a plumber because you got to have, like, a special water line. You got to have electric. It's a whole thing you got to do.
I hope they are expensive. I hope both those guys are expensive.
Everything's expensive, Jason. But Offenbachers, they're my new best friends. And if you're in the market for patio or deck furniture or a hot tub or anything like that, those are your go-tos. And you'll hear me talking a lot about them over the next 2 months.
They're huge.
Love Offenbachers.
I've bought from them in the past.
Oh, yeah. They've been legendary in this market for a long, long time.
You won't throw your old chair into the fire pit, use it as kindling.
My old
Barnett.
I showed you how broken down that recliner was. I'd sat in that thing for 15 years. I played a million hands of poker in that chair.
Somebody farts.
I farted in there. I whistled on that thing. I'd done anything you could possibly imagine.
So here's
the seat of it. You see my hands if you're on NBC Sports Washington. The springs had busted on this part of it. So when I was doing the show, the Shawns had busted, and I was just sitting cockeyed the entire time.
Yep.
So I finally just said, you know what? I'm sick of looking at it. I'm sick of sitting in it, even though it is comfy.
Sick of getting swallowed up by it on NBC Sports Washington.
Just sick of it all. I'm sick of my view. So I turned my room around a little bit. I threw those things out, and I ordered a new silly chair from Staples that's getting delivered tomorrow. And, you know, I can't wait. So hopefully people dig the view.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
You definitely have egg on your chin right now.
On my chin?
Yeah. Mid-chin.
Oh, right there.
There you go. You got it. See, I'm looking out for you, man.
Thank you, buddy. Now they're saying my mic is too low. Is my mic too low?
All right, let's go to Scott in Baltimore on line one. Scott, you're on with the Chuckies. Good morning.
And it was after 2008 when he really got going with the when the economy was
Is he talking to us?
I don't think so.
Is that the TV?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on here.
The economy of 2008.
Who's he talking to?
I don't know.
All I know is EB has the fanciest. EB has the most technologically advanced setting.
Yeah.
Yet his mic is crapping out more than anybody else's.
Is it crapping out right now? Is it crapping out now?
It sounds good right now.
Sounds fine. It just sounds louder than everyone else.
Well, they keep telling me to crank it up.
He can't find the happy
Valdez, draft saying, turn it up 20%.
All right, let's go to Matt in Greenville, North Carolina. Matt, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey. Home of Sup Dogs.
Hey. See you.
Chase Young, coming home to Washington, D.C. Great pick. Uh-huh. I think what separates Redskins' draft grade of a B from an A is really that second, third-round pick of Antonio Gibson. I mean, it's a big head-scratcher for me. We have a lot of talent already at running back. You have five running backs, Bryce Love, Adrian Peterson, who's coming back for another year. And I think the Cowboys that got the grade A on their draft, one player that was still available in the third round at 66 that we could have drafted was a center, and Tyler Biadasz, I guess is how you pronounce
from
it,
from
Wisconsin.
Right.
Yeah, he was still available, and I know we addressed that. We drafted another center late in the fourth round, but I feel like we could have utilized that third round second pick a lot better, because I feel like a guy like Antonio Gibson might have still been available later in that fourth round when we got Gandy Golden. You could have gone with the playmaker then. And if you're trying to build this team around Haskins, you got to give him support. I really like the Charles Sadiq pick from LSU.
Right.
I think if you watch his game from LSU and Alabama,
did you study him in that game?
I've watched the film from that game, a clip of it on YouTube, but
right.
That's not watching the film.
I get to watch like one or two. Derek DaCosta watches film. You're watching
like that.
You're watching YouTube,
dummy.
And let me just say this about the Gibson pick. Hold up. Take a deep breath. The Gibson pick is interesting. I can't remember who we talked to on Saturday who said that Bryce Love, or maybe I read it, that Bryce Love may have had another surgery. So maybe.
Yeah, I don't count him as a.
Maybe.
As I think a that was JP. Team. I think that was JP Finley who said that.
Yeah, maybe they're just considering Bryce Love somebody that's not going to. He's not going to
so
play this year.
He did have
for
another
him.
Surgery?
Has he ever put on a Redskins uniform? Has anybody
no,
seen
not.
Him in a Skins uniform? Because I
no.
haven't.
And we know Darius Geis is injury prone, so wow. maybe they're just not counting on both of those guys.
But also, maybe Gibson plays more running or wide receiver yeah. than he does running back.
Possibly.
Even
we
though
move
he's
him
even
all
though,
around.
People are failing to process that he's not just a one position guy. They're having right. trouble with that for right. whatever reason.
Right.
I'm just telling you that the Redskins thinking may be that he's going to be a running back who maybe moves into the slot from time to time,
sure.
and that they're just not going to have Bryce Love or Geis or one of these guys who are names.
And maybe they overdrafted him. Who knows? But they studied him. They liked him, and they took him. They probably thought he would be gone in the fourth round or, you know, later than when they selected him. So I'm going with it. I mean, if I'll trust those guys that they really like him and they can fit, and he can fit into what they want to do. But – don't tell me that you thought he was going to be available in the fourth round. We don't know that. We have no idea.
And also, don't pin your hopes on Bryce Love. Okay, mm-hmm. I need to see him do like physically do something before I'm starting to count.
And don't tell me the Skins have really good running backs and then throw Peterson in there. Peterson's 36 years old. I mean, you got to get younger.
Right, but I will say this: that Bryce Love just had an ACL, and at this point, those are pretty. I mean, they're pretty routine where you come back from that. So I assumed that Love would come back pretty damn strong from it. But if you're telling me he's had another surgery, then that tells me then obviously he's had a setback, and then it makes all the sense in the world.
I mean, I'm ready to bet against him right now, for at least for the 2020
well, based
season.
On the report that he had another surgery.
Hey, could they bring back – I don't think he's been signed. Could they bring back our boy Chris Thompson?
I guess they could.
I think Gibson does. I think that's what Gibson does.
Yeah,
you know?
I think
you'd
be redundant
things.
At this
that's exactly
point.
Exactly why they got him. Yeah. Hopefully, Chris Thompson finds a spot.
Oh, I think he will.
Yeah. Yeah.
We love CT.
Right.
Love that dude. All right, we'll take more of your calls when we come back. Phone number is 800-636-1067. What do you make of the Redskins draft? Did you have a favorite selection, or do you think the Redskins botched it? We'll take your calls next here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Coming up in just about 15 minutes, our friend Dave Richard from CBSSports.com. He's a fantasy football guru. He's going to join us to talk about the impact he thinks the rookies that were just picked in the NFL draft will have on the upcoming season. So you don't want to miss that.
I thought we were going to go through and go through the schedule. Or I know the schedule's not out, but I thought we were going to do pick the record.
I guess we can do that tomorrow.
Yeah, it's
got plenty of time.
I'm ready.
Once the NFL draft coverage is done, then what in the world of sports to talk about?
Well, now it's a countdown till June 11th weekend when the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial goes down. Fanless PGA Tour event.
June 11th. I think there is a UFC. I know they've canceled a bunch of events. I think there's a UFC scheduled for May 9th.
It's not that far off,
which is supposed to be a pretty big card, but they've canceled four or five shows recently, so who knows?
What was the story over the weekend about the NBA that they're going to allow them to practice? Did I see they're going to allow them to practice?
Individual practices in states that allow it. So if you have a facility, let's say, in Florida, I think you would be allowed to participate. But if you're in California, I don't know that you could.
So it's individual practices, it's not team practices.
I think that's the way they're saying it right now. All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. Of course, the draft was huge this weekend. The Redskins started off by drafting Chase Young on Thursday. Didn't have a second-round pick. Then took Antonio Gibson with their third-round pick, the running back from Memphis, who had nearly as many carries as he did catches, but he's kind of a dual-threat, versatile guy, playmaker who averaged 15.5 yards per touch. Then in the fourth round, they drafted Sadiq Charles, the huge tackle from LSU, probably dropped because he was a guy who was suspended, only played six games last year. Later, they took Antonio Gandy-Golden, a wide receiver from Liberty. They took a backup center. They drafted some other guys late, you know, defensive players as well. What do you make of the draft? What was your favorite pick? Did you hate any of the picks? Let's go back to the phones.
All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Scott in Baltimore. Hey, Scott, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, Junks, man. Quarantine, we're all stay positive. Sorry about before. I had my weekly sales meeting call in, and it was, you know, I've been on hold for an hour and a half, so that was all me. I apologize.
It's all good.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
You gotta make the sales, man. You gotta make
the
sales.
Guy who, remember we heard something about the 2008 economy?
Oh, my God, you did. That's right. I was on my sales call talking about how it's a great time to hire people. Well, so you actually heard me on my sales call.
What do you sell? What do you sell, Scott?
Voluntary benefits, like Aflac, Transamerica stuff, so we help people that need more benefits, with especially right now. You know, they need more things on top of their health insurance. It's all voluntary. You just make up your mind. You either want it or you don't. Yeah.
So when you get, your point was that in 2008, whatever, after the economy, it eventually bounced back. So that's what you're expecting after the coronavirus?
Yes, yeah, it was the point about after 2008, the economy is good, and I really believe it is. I'll roll right into it because I know you guys have a lot of calls, but I don't always agree with Jason, but I am a fan of what you do. But I like what you're saying, the 80-20 rule, where there's like 80% no talent in media. you guys are obviously a 20% talent. Moving on, we do have grown-ups in charge now, though, for the Redskins, and that is Rivera and Del Rio and even Norv's son. You know, Scott. So, but anyway, let's go draft. I think you know, just think of Gandy Golden and then think of Cakes. I think Cakes, I remember you back in the day when we drafted Doxson. It was like, why did we draft him? And now I think Gandy Golden in that round, even more important. Gibson, the Swiss Army knife. I just think that the talent's there. To finish up on, I like Charles, and then I do like Moss, man, because what he does is he gets open on third down. How many times do we have nobody that gets open on third down? And I'll leave you guys on something from a little old school go. Don't you just feel, and I know maybe I'm being a little positive, but I think when we play the 49ers, you're going to have young Sweat and maybe even Kerrigan coming at Trent Williams. Remember, like, Fast Times at Richmond High. Jefferson with the tackle. Young with the tackle. But you guys have a great day.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it,
that'll be
it,
one
Scott.
To watch, though, the Chase Young-Trent Williams matchup, for sure.
Correct. And you know what? You can move Chase Young around, too.
Let's go to
Mark. Ohio State did.
In Largo. Oh, yeah, I expect that they'll move him all around. He's that kind of freak athlete. Mark in Largo, what's up, man? Long time no hear.
Hey, God. Hey, how y'all doing, man? The last time I think I talked was in December when Jason basically told me to go back to sleep. Oh, by the way, Jason, happy early birthday, brother. I know your birthday's next Monday, and EB, happy belated birthday. My birthday.
Look at this guy.
How did you remember my birthday was next Monday?
I get it. Look, I think this draft was pretty good, and I agree with the last caller. I think Moss could be the steal of the draft if everything checks out. But I like Golden. I love the kid they got, Gibson, because I think you could probably use him and do different things with him and stuff like that. I just think if Dwayne has weapons, and I think with him giving him time, I think this will open up, and you will see the guy that you saw at Ohio State in 2 years ago when he was throwing touchdowns all over the place, because he has McLaurin. See, I'm looking at McLaurin with Golden. That is a dangerous, nasty matchup. Along with Moss, it's going to be kind of scary. And I think that gives them points, along with the defensive side where you got Chase Sweat routine. It doesn't matter who you play. You could put Bishop back there at cornerback, it's not going to matter. Jason, I'm just messing with you because you threw me off the phone a couple of months ago.
Hold on. I don't remember that. What did I say to you a couple months ago?
Well, I called and I said back when the Red Sox were trying to move Betts and Price, I said maybe the Nats should try to go and get Betts and Price. And you were like, Mark, just look, go back to sleep. Just go back to sleep.
It's well, it was work. Preposterous. It was a preposterous statement.
But you were right.
I wish we had the me. Right now.
Valdez has got it.
And by the way, Mark, real quick to say that Moss is going to be scary. I mean, he did go undrafted.
Undrafted.
Yeah, I mean, he's not his dad.
Now, that was more on the fact that he had a physical issue with his foot at the combine, which knocked his stock down.
Okay, but then the other caller.
Since 2018.
The other caller who said that Moss gets open on third down. Well, he's got Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, and Terrence Marshall at receiver. It's probably pretty tough to get open on third down with those guys.
I'd be more concerned the Redskins are still trying to dive into the let's mess around with a tight end that has injury issues already before he even steps his banged up foot onto the turf.
So yeah, let's but he's just a pump, free agent. They're not messing around.
Let's just pump the brakes on Moss is going to be his dad.
I understand.
All right. Yeah.
Look, I said it before the show, like at the beginning of the show. There are some watered down genes there because his pops should have gone top five in the draft, and he plummeted because of character issues.
Right.
And Thaddeus wasn't even drafted.
Why are you guys sleeping on Hale Henches?
Hale Henches.
Because we should be sleeping on him. That's
He's
why.
On the roster.
Is he still there?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to see if Andre's still there on line one. Andre, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning there, fellas. You understand?
What's up, Andre?
Long time watcher and listener.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir. We love all the watchers.
We love the watchers.
We need all the watchers we can get.
I think that's what J.P. Finley called them last week, too, right?
We like watchers and hearers.
I try to set my clock every morning at 6 o'clock to get up to watch y'all, you understand, because I like to watch y'all.
You're a good man, Andre.
Should be commended instead of goofed on.
Andre, are you staying away from the Rona? Do you have a job? Are you staying at home? What are you doing?
Oh, no, I'm retired. Retired. No. I stay in the house. I don't go nowhere.
Clap up that retired lifestyle.
How do you get your groceries? Andre, how do you get your groceries?
I have a son.
Nice.
That gets my groceries for me.
You're not playing with this, Rona, are you?
Hey, look, I'm diabetic. I don't need to catch nothing but prayers. That's it.
Right. Right. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Yeah. All right, so what'd you think about the draft?
I loved our picks. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm a diehard Redskins fan, regardless of what they do.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? See, so I'm always going to look at them as a winners. And I look at the drafts that they get. I look at them as until they prove that they can't play.
Right.
Andre's glass is half full when it comes to the picks.
He's always optimistic. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But I was calling both Thaddeus Moss just because of his name, you understand, doesn't mean that he's going to be a bust. Because look at Josh Dotson. Wasn't he a bust? And we drafted him hiding.
That's true.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? And look at all the other undrafted players that came into the league that are Hall of Famers. So that's what I wanted to say about.
There aren't many of those guys.
I was going to say.
Not a
how
ton.
Many? There aren't that many of those guys.
I think of Kurt Warner. I mean, I'm sure there are a few, but.
Yeah. Well, you understand, there's always, on any team, there's always a diamond in the rough.
Right.
You just got to find it.
I like
love
that
his
you're
optimism,
positive.
Cakes. Yeah, I wish positive. I had his optimism.
I know.
Yeah. What about the other picks? Did you like the Gibson pick?
Yes. Yeah. I like that tall receiver.
I know. I realize it was a stupid question.
yeah, that was loaded. That was a loaded question.
Yes. Yeah, it was. You're right. Andre, be safe. We got to go. We're up against the break. Be safe, buddy, okay?
Okay. Y'all too, my friends.
All right.
Good job, bro.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Coming
guy.
Up next,
love
how
Andre.
Dave Richards is going to join us. We will talk some fantasy football angles and who he likes of the rookies that were drafted in the NFL draft. Dave Richard from CBS Sports next on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.